More than 60,000 people will gather in the Black Rock Desert in Nevada starting tomorrow for the annual Burning Man Art Festival. This is the annual NPR Burning Man story. A group of classical musicians will perform as a prelude to the festival's fiery finale. Burning Man's first and only symphony orchestra made its debut last summer. One of the group's violinists is reporter April Domboski from member station KQED in San Francisco. She brings us this story about Burning Man's evolving soundscape.
Night descended in Black Rock City as I rode my bike through a maze of art installations in the open desert. Neon and metal mutant vehicles were out by the dozen, including a fire-breathing octopus car. Many of the vehicles were outfitted with high-end audio that helped form the temporary city's pulsing soundscape, dubstep and techno. I rode on to the Opulent Temple, a well-known raver camp. Waifs and wastrels spin fire hula hoops and pass chopstick around while they dance.
Eat, sleep, rave, repeat.
But last year, a group of classical musicians, including me, fomented a quiet rebellion. We call ourselves the Playa Pop Symphony. Almost 50 amateur musicians, some professionals, and even a couple of kids made up the first ever string orchestra at Burning Man.
That last note, throw it off into the audience, and we are going to do that ritardano there.
That's conductor Eric Itry, a neuroscience researcher from Washington, D.C.
Really hit that, make it clean and crisp.
Out here, he goes by Dr. Fire Tuba on account of the flamethrowing sousaphone he plays. He was surprised the group's first rehearsal was in tune.
We were making music with a bunch of strangers who just randomly decided to go to a desert designed to kill you and play symphonic music. I'm still on cloud nine and can't believe it worked.
The idea for the Playa Pops came from Laura Kazmarek, a.k.a. Pigtails. Back home in Encinitas, California, she works as a commercial pilot and plays violin with her community orchestra.
I see people out here with stringed instruments and other instruments, but they play alone. And I thought, you know, we need to come together.
An innocent email intended for one Burning Man staffer then got forwarded to the entire attendee listserv.
Within 24 hours, I must have had 200 hits in my email.
The 50 musicians who wound up performing last year have grown by more than a dozen, adding a new wind and brass section.
We're up to 8 flutes, 10 clarinets, 2 saxes, and a lonely French horn player.
Plus kazoos. This year, Dr. Fire Tuba and Pigtails have 5,000 of them that they're going to hand out for some audience participation.
We'll have a big kazoo chorus.
And an expanded repertoire. Even with the nod to a contemporary pop anthem, a classical orchestra might seem out of place at a festival dominated by electronica and glow sticks. But last summer, Noah Crow was all for it.
The first year that I came out here, it was and this year, we actually have a diversity of music.
What is it about now? Like, why now is it?
Because we've grown up. Because the culture is evolving. It's kind of gone through this evolution of, like, adolescent angst and blowing stuff up to, like, teeny bopper trance rave to crunk. To now,
Grieg and Vivaldi. Still, the group had to withstand some serious distractions, like the spanking workshop across the street from rehearsal and a zip line behind the cello section. And the concert audiences weren't quite sure when to clap.
We're only halfway through the set.
The enthusiasm was pretty cool.
It was like we were the Rolling Stones, except we were playing Beethoven in the desert.
Dr. Firetuba says some of the burliest men came up to him after the first concert, saying they cried like a baby during Beethoven's Adagio Cantabile.
Yes, you can wear the outlandish outfits, you can look big and tough and covered in dust, but that a piece of music a couple hundred years old can move you to tears is really something special and is really one of the things I kind of aim to do with this group.
He says he hopes the unconventional context of Burning Man might attract some unforeseen fans and get them to keep up with classical music back home. For NPR News, I'm April Dembosky in Black Rock City.